So you buy a share of stock, and what do? You can watch it grow, watch it shrink. That's not pleasant. You can occasionally vote on some slate of directors for the board of directors. If you're really ambitious, you pay to show up at the company annual meeting and shout a question to the CEO.
We're wondering, Mr. Dimon, given what we've learned, do you still believe that companies can self-regulate?
That's J.P. Morgan Chase shareholder Father Seamus Finn speaking to CEO Jamie Dimon after the company's $3 billion or so loss announced in May. Well, who believes in self-regulation? Jamie Dimon still believes in it. And so apparently does the U.S. Congress, which has imposed only the most tame oversight on things like executive compensation. As a shareholder, you can vote down Jamie Dimon's salary, but the vote is non-binding to the company, just as the shareholder vote that did refuse the high salary for Citigroup CEO Vikram Pandit was non-binding in the end. Self-regulation, so last century, so early 21st century, come this fall, shareholders in the U.K. who get to vote on executive pay will have the power to make sure their vote is binding. The move has been announced by the British Business Secretary, Vince Cable, who joins us now. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Great to speak to you.
I'm a little confused as to how this would work. Would UK shareholders be able to enforce something that, say, American or Chinese shareholders wouldn't be able to enforce?
Absolutely right. That's where we're going. We've had the experience in the UK, which you've also had in the States, of executive compensation getting way out of line with the performance of companies, let alone everybody else's pay. And we've had a shareholder revolt. We call it a shareholder spring. Leading companies have had the main investors, who in the UK tend to be the pension funds and insurance companies, staging a rebellion, and in some of our leading companies getting the bosses to think again about their pay. But at the present moment, our system is similar to yours, that the vote is not binding. And what I'm doing is bringing legislation into Parliament to ensure that in future, pay policy, forward-looking pay policy, has to be approved by a majority of shareholders.
And would this apply only to British chartered corporations where the majority of shareholders are UK citizens?
Yes, this is for all companies that are listed, public companies that are listed in the UK. I mean, we have a lot of, we're a very open country. We have a lot of companies that have an American origin, or indeed, for that matter, Japanese, Indian, German. But nonetheless, it's the companies that are listed on the British main British stock exchange. Those are the companies that are subject to this discipline. Yeah.
So, as a condition for being listed in Britain, a company has to abide by the regulation which says that if a majority of shareholders vote down Jamie Dimon's salary, he has to accept that. Is that the gist of the regulation?
In essence, that's right. It's a bit more complicated in practice. What will happen is that probably every 3 years, but it could be every year if companies keep changing their pay policy. Every 3 years, shareholders get a vote on whether to approve the policy. It could be the more detailed stuff on Mr. Dimon's salary, or it could be also more general principles. So they get to vote on it. They still have the non-advisory, the non-binding vote, the advisory vote that we have at the moment and you have in the States, on looking back on what happened last year. And if a shareholder is a dissatisfied with the way their executives have been behaving, they will in future be required to make a statement to the market, and that will lead to a binding vote the following year. So the disciplines will apply both looking forward to their pay policy and looking back in terms of the way the executives have actually applied themselves.
Although it sounds like there's a way for a company to dodge actually having to reduce an executive's pay, that there's a vote, then there's a statement, and then we decide if the statement was actually followed, then if it wasn't followed, then there's another vote. It seems as though a company could delay this for a little while, even though this is a well-intentioned regulation here.
No, we may see some ducking and weaving, and I'd expect to see that. But it's a much tougher regime than has applied in the past. And once a binding vote has been agreed by a company and voted on by the shareholders, companies are then bound by it. They can't play fast and loose. If they break it, then they're in breach of our company law, and there are quite significant penalties attached to unauthorized payments. So they have to take it seriously. And these binding votes don't just cover pay policy. They also cover what we call in the UK exit payments. You may have a phrase for it in the United States, where people are paid off large sums just to go away because they've become an embarrassment to the company. We want to stop that kind of payments for failure.
We have an adorable little phrase for that, golden parachute. I think you may have heard
exactly.
of it there.
Yeah, well, right. That's the same thing.
There you go. We're talking with British Business Secretary Vince Cable. The growth in the city's finance industry has been as a result of a sense of an unregulated environment for things like IPOs, et cetera. This would represent a reversal. And are you concerned that some companies would just basically delist and leave London altogether?
We don't think that. We talked through our proposals, both with the business groups themselves. We have the Confederation of British Industry that speaks for big business, and also with our leading investor companies, the pension funds and insurers. And although, they're probably a bit nervous, they're broadly with us and have come out and said that they want this policy to work. So it will almost certainly now go through Parliament, and it will almost certainly come into effect in 2014. And it will be for the next generation, this is the way we're going to work. We don't think it fundamentally affects the competitiveness of British business. But as you quite rightly say, we've had a lot of problems in the banking sector, as you have in the States. We had bankers who paid themselves far too much, and they weakened their own banks. They became highly unstable. It's been at the expense of the government, the taxpayer, and at the expense of ordinary people who are their customers and who had to pay up for it.
Vince Cable, UK Secretary of State for Business, Innovation and Skills on new regulations in the UK. Thanks so much, Mr. Secretary.